Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 16 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Faith to Step Out. Skip Heitzig said, "Faith is not believing in spite of the evidence. It is obeying in spite of the consequences." Our text today is Joshua 3, 7 through 13. "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all of Israel, that they may know that as I sit with as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.' And Joshua said to the people of Israel, 'Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God.' And Joshua said, 'Here is how you shall know the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. Now, therefore, take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe of man, and before the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all of the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap.'" In some ways, the miracle of crossing the Jordan compares with the crossing of the Red Sea found in Exodus 14. Both miracles involve crossing water that had been divided by the hand of God. Both miracles also involved the people crossing over on dry ground. Crossing the Red Sea and the Jordan River both consisted of people moving toward all that God had promised them. And obviously, both miracles required great faith from the people as they crossed over. However, there are many differences between the two crossings. In the Red Sea encounter, the water was parted as Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. It took all night long for the sea to be parted and the passage on dry ground to be ready. However, here in Joshua 3, the water only divided when the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant stepped into the flooded water. When the priests stepped out in faith, the water stopped flowing instantly, and the priests immediately stood on dry ground. In addition, at the crossing of the Jordan, the priests stood in the middle of a river on dry ground as all the people passed by. The one big difference between the two crossings is that the Ark of the Covenant was central to the crossing of the Jordan River. As we discussed in yesterday's devotion, the Ark of the Covenant was a symbol of God's presence with the people. From this, we learn that we cannot cross over to the life God has for us unless we continue to walk with Jesus every day. Alan Redpath shares the following insight. "That ark went on in front, whereas until the whole army had been perplexed and in despair as they gazed at the impossible river, now their thoughts were centered on the fact that the Lord was with them. As they saw the ark go into the river, the waters parted, the riverbed became dry, and the impossible was overcome." What has this to teach us? That Jesus the Savior one day went into the Garden of Gethsemane, where the flood rolled before him. Then he went to a cross on a hill of Calvary, where it seemed as if the waters had submerged him. He died, and they laid him in a tomb, outside of which was a sealed stone for a door. But that was not all. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. The Lord Jesus, writes Paul, spoiled principalities and powers and made a spectacle of them openly, triumphing over them in his resurrection. At the cross and empty tomb, Jesus Christ won the victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. He not only paid the debt for our sins, but he provided a way for us to live in fellowship with the Father. As we follow Christ by faith, we can cross over what was impossible to an abundant life found in a personal relationship with Him. May the following words from Alan Redpath encourage us to live daily in the presence of Jesus. Does shame, human nature, temperament, or pride stand before the land of blessing and the Christian like this flooded Jordan? Let a child of God get his eyes on the Lord Jesus and look. Between the impossibility and himself, there he is. After that, the child of God does not talk about getting the victory. It isn't the victory he wants. It is the victor. He does not speak about striving for a new blessing and seeking to enter a new experience. His eyes are on the Lord Jesus, and he puts the Lord Jesus between himself and the onslaught of the devil, and looks up into his face, and there is victory. Questions. What level of faith would be required to have been a priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant in Joshua 3? Imagine what they went through emotionally, physically, and spiritually. What level of faith would be required to be one of the leaders from each of the 12 tribes of Israel? What level of faith would be needed to be part of the crowd that day? What impact do you think their view of the priest standing on dry ground with the Ark of the Covenant had on their faith to cross over? How can you increasingly grow in your faith by trusting His presence? Pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for your many miracles. We pray that you would assure us of your presence such that we can have the faith to step out when we need to. Show us your love so that we can be loving to everyone around us. In Christ's name, amen.